Hey, Central Oregon, welcome back.
Love having you on the show. Number here at the station, 541-388-1110. We're running down to the finish line, so if you want to get a call in, get those fingers on the dial and make it happen. So I won't give you all the details on the Beacon Report. You can obviously call and ask about it, but I just wanted to kind of point out a couple little highlights that I got with my highlight pencil here running through it. And one, our median price point here in Bend dropped down just a little bit, down to 717, but you know, that's a lot of different things. The number of sales is, I think, is really quite interesting. The number of sales for August of this year was 189, had 189 sales here. And to compare that, just so that we know, in 21, last August, we had 229 sales. And in August of 2020, we had 296 sales. So you can see we're down really 100 sales from 2 years ago in that 1 month period. And it's moving in that direction. That's just in the city of Bend. I'll do the city of Redmond here in just a second. Number of building permits pulled 50. The other thing that was sort of noteworthy is that the price per square foot sort of dropped down a little bit. I don't really know what to attribute that to here in the city of Bend. But in Redmond, by golly, they hit the bell there. They're not producing much new affordable housing. And so the median price point was $542,000 in Redmond. Who would have thought that? But this was kind of an interesting one, too. The total number of sales, obviously, low number for August. Last year, August, there was 100. The year before August, there was 115. And this August, there was 57. And the only other times that we've had since 2019 sales in February of 2020 was 54. February of 2021 was 62. February of 22 was 52. And now August of 2022 is 57. So that's the lowest spike for the last 3 years in the total number of sales. Last month I told you that there were zero permits pulled in the month of July. Well, there were 14, I guess it's not a zero, that's a six, by golly. Six permits pulled last month in July and 14 permits pulled this month. That those are the lowest two numbers and the lowest two numbers in success, totally the lowest two numbers since August of 2019. So that's one of the figures that I was telling you is looking forward. If they're pulling building permits, that means that there's going to be new inventory that's going to be available here in the next 4 to 6 months. And if they're not pulling building permits, that means that no one's applying to build anything new, so they're not anticipating adding anything new to the market. I think that you'll find it all pretty interesting. I'll just hit some of the recaps of some of these numbers. To me are just like absolutely staggering, like the single-family dwelling in Sisters, $730,000 is the median. In Sun River, it's $920,000. In Lapine, it's up to $473,000. Jefferson County, which is up Madras Way, is at $365,000. And Crook County, over near Prineville, is at $400,000. So, again, if you're interested, if you're kind of a stats geek and you kind of like bar graphs and like all of that sort of thing, go to my website, Ask Fred Johnson. Check on the toggle that says Market Trend Report. And again, I will not use that as a solicitation tool. I will not sell your information to anybody. I'll just, you know, send it out to you. Generally, what I try to do is a little video verbal recap, if you will, up front. And then you can click on the different links, and it takes you to the different reports. We compile, at Duke Warner, we compile information straight out of the MLS records for the last 4 months as far as current available inventory, number of pendings, number of solds, number of that. So you can sort of track it on a sort of a quarterly basis on the kind of what's happening. And then the Market Trend Report sort of gives a more of a global view. I mean, the Beacon Report sort of gives a more of a global view of all of Central Oregon, all of the counties, and the different things, and isn't so caught up on the number of properties, new listings and pendings and that. But between the two reports, it seems to give you a pretty decent snapshot, both looking forward and backward, as to where we are and where we might be going. So hopefully you'll enjoy that. So let me see here. We've only got a couple of minutes. So there's a couple of things. I'm going to introduce this a little bit, and maybe we'll get into it a little bit more. I don't know. Heck with that. We'll talk about shared equity and longer amortizations on loans next month. You know, basically, or next week. Basically, what's happening there is, you know, at the end of the day, kind of like buying a car, unfortunately, the most important thing to a home buyer is the payment. And if the payment's the most important thing, then there can be a lot of manipulation on a lot of things that are going the other way. And so a couple of things that have been tabled on the horizon is the ability to either extend the mortgage loan. So in other words, them instead of being 15-year or 30-year, maybe they would be 40 or 50-year mortgages, so it would make the payment smaller. But what that means is there's a whole heck of a lot more interest, and we'll explain that then. the other thing is shared equity, and there's a couple of different ways. And we're going to see this not only as an ownership option for different people, but we're also going to be able to see this in under the guise of affordable housing. And basically what it is it's a way to get in your pocket so that somebody can share in the projected appreciation that you would get on the backside. So anyway, we'll explain those a little bit more in greater detail next week. But the one that was really quite interesting to me, and one of the things, you know, obviously here out west, here in Central Oregon, you know, we've been dealing with a drought for the last 25 years. And I gave you the quote from "When the Well Runs Dry, We'll Really Know the Value of Water," you know, according to Ben Franklin. Well, when you look throughout the country and you realize there are a number of places that are, I mean, we're all dependent upon water, but the dependency on water is stressing. And so when a lot of people look at the market and they go, well, what's going to happen in the market? How's valuation models going to happen? All that sort of thing. Well, I can tell you after they found lead in Flint, Michigan, property values plummeted. All of a sudden, the real market value of a property in Flint, Michigan was $14,000. So it just like completely dropped out. So the reason that I'm bringing this up is this is a real deal. And we're starting to see it this year where you've probably seen some of the articles where some of the cattle ranchers are taking their cattle to market sooner because the grasslands won't support. There's not enough water to support the grazing to do that. So, and when you look at California, which is just like embroiled in the worst drought ever, you know, their San Joaquin Valley and their agricultural enterprise accounts for 12.5% of the total agricultural production in the United States. And then right behind that, to be mindful of the fact that insurance companies regulate everything. So they won't loan you money unless it can be insured. You can't do the activity unless you can assure the liability. Insurance, you know, is sort of behind the scenes. So when it comes to areas where there's wildfires and flooding, well, maybe insurance companies don't necessarily want to find themselves with any exposure in those areas. So water will continue to be a real issue. And to be mindful when you're looking at real estate and you're selecting, you know, how to live and where to live and what you're doing, to pay attention to that water. maybe more valuable than we care to admit right now. You know, we've lived in a time where we didn't really care much about water, didn't think much about it, but it could be a real determining factor. And it's probably the single greatest threat to valuations that we have by either removal of the available water or removal of the insurance, being willing to insure the properties. Those are two things that are outside of our control that could be catastrophic to local markets. Anyway, please tune in. If you'd like to contact me anytime, go to fred@dukewarner.com, or you can go to my website at askfredjohnson.com. And until next week, as Bill said out there, get out there and make some memories, have some fun, and reflect tomorrow on 9/11, the day that we all came together as Americans. See you next week.